Time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
A 58-yard try to win the game with 7 seconds left. Pinion to hold, McCullough to snap. Snap spot. Kick from Koo is away, and it is good! 58, and the money shot for Youngway Koo.
Yeah, it sure was.
I love it.
It sure was.
I love it.
A game-winning, game-saving, season-saving? I don't know.
I think it's too early.
I don't know how much you put on it, but yeah, there's a couple plays this year that glad they went the way they went. Youngway Koo making a 58-yarder.
Right.
Saquon Barkley dropping a pass that he catches 95% of the time.
Yep.
And the Falcons are 2-2, which through four games is fine. It's like you could be better than that. Certainly could be worse than that.
Yeah.
They don't have a 2-2 offense right now.
No, they
got about an 0-4 offense right now.
Yeah, it's not clicking. It's not clicking. And I try to, try to sit back and like, why isn't it? I mean, they do a lot of stuff to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't stay on. When they're on schedule, they find a way to get off of schedule.
Penalties.
Yeah. They got to do a little bit more, early on, because 24 minutes of offense is not good.
Not enough.
It's not enough.
It's
just not enough in this league to put up the points and get the production from some of the players that you need to get production
it's
from.
It's another game where they were out. Played just in terms of total plays run by 20.
Yeah.
By 20. It's a trend now.
And that's something you can't do. I thought it was some good play. I love the connection between Drake and Kurt on those rap concepts and just throwing it. He's a bigger body guy. He's draped all over. He just goes up and makes the catch.
Yeah.
But I just think that I'd love, they're able to win games. Like, because if you can win games like this, when you don't have your best on offense and still get – you got contributions from a special team and from your defense. I thought Troy Anderson is the best I've seen him play the Falcon.
It is the best he's played
as the Falcon.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's unfortunate. I don't know. I saw him get off the field, so I don't know what's going to be his status, but I thought it's best he's played.
17 tackles, scores a touchdown. He was flying around.
Yeah, he was. And they still don't have a damn answer for Taysom Hill.
Nope.
Still don't have a damn answer for Taysom Hill.
The only answer for Taysom Hill is the same answer as always. Thank goodness he gets hurt.
No answer for him.
If he would have stayed healthy, I don't know what that second half would have looked like.
Because they can't stop
him. Every time they hand it to him, he scores a touchdown. I'll tell you one thing. Falcons would have got the ball back faster under 2 minutes because Taysom Hill would have scored on the first
try.
Yeah. It took the Saints three tries to score without him. He would have scored on the first play. And you make that great fourth down stop, get the ball back, and then you're passing the ball on second down.
Run the ball. Make them use a timeout.
Exactly. And that's the thing is people were saying, well, they would have got the ball back with as much. So what? They wouldn't have had any timeouts left.
Yes.
I understand they would have used the timeouts to stop the clock, but then they wouldn't have been able to stop the clock when they had the ball, when they got the ball back. That's the whole point of doing that. Either you use clock or make them use timeouts or whatever. You're just trying to get to the end of the game because you have the lead. But they scored, and the Falcons got the ball back with about a minute. And thanks to Darnell Mooney's savvy and ability to draw a PI, because nothing else worked on that drive.
No.
They had one little quick hitter 5 yards on first down, immediately taken back by a penalty. So they was 2nd and 10, almost like it didn't happen. They pick up the PI, 30-yard PI, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And then three confusing shots down
field. It was confusing because just like, okay, you're giving them an opportunity to make a play on the ball.
Right, yeah, they could have been an interception
or
a strip sack or whatever.
It's like, all right, let's figure out how, because we don't have any timeouts. We don't have a lot of time left. Let's figure out how we can't lose yardage. All right? Let's not lose yardage. Right now, we're at 58. We know Koo can hit this from here. All right? We know he can hit it from here. We can't run the ball because we don't have enough time.
Right. You can't run the ball. No timeouts. Not enough time.
And so that's when you're like, okay, well, is that why you were taking the shots that you were taking? Because the one thing about it is you got to take shots towards the sideline.
Sure.
You can't stay, get tackled in bounds and everything.
And obviously incomplete passes stop the clock, so that's fine.
And so, I'm just going to go with that's what if you don't. We'll talk to Heem.
We'll talk to him on Wednesday.
We'll talk to Raheem on
Wednesday. We'll just say, hey, you guys were just comfortable with 58.
And we'll just ask him. Yeah. Because that's what I'm saying. If you had to be comfortable with 58.
They ran that three-play, not drive, but that three-play series like it was a 35-yard field goal.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we can do whatever
but
we
that's
want.
That's what I'm saying. That's the confidence they have in Kuh. That's why I say
that's you nice said, to have
said,
a guy like that.
You said you were talking earlier in the show about that green line. They won the show on TV where that's where
that's 50, his career long.
His career long right there. They looked at it as, okay, this guy can make it from 60.
Yeah,
all right?
And he made a 53-yarder earlier in the game, and it hit the back of the net. So it was like, all right, so he's got the extra leg in there. They knew it. He made it.
Yep.
They win.
Yep.
There you have it.
There it is, baby. 2-2.
Two and two.
With the opportunity to go first in the division with the win on Thursday. You know, and so, I mean, because they're on a short week, too, the team that's coming in here. But, yeah, I thought just defensively, like, the Saints played on the other side of the line so much throughout that game. Mm-hmm. You saw white shirts across the line of scrimmage too many times yesterday.
Anytime Bijan got handed the ball, he had to try to make a guy miss in the back.
I'm talking about offense and defense.
Oh, yeah, both sides. Both sides,
Andy. The white shirts were on the other side too much yesterday.
Yeah, to lose the time of possession like that and lose the line of scrimmage decidedly and still win the game.
Yes.
You're happy, right?
Yes.
Because that very easily, you know, Saints do a couple different things. That very easily ends up as a loss and you're 1-3. But it didn't. You won. I'm sure Georgia would be happily saying, well, I wish we could have done this or that, but we got the win. Unfortunately, they didn't. Here's Kirby Smart talking about the tackling on that final Bama touchdown.
But the play he made was actually in press coverage there late. And, you know, that's okay to give that up. That's hard. But we caught that ball on them. But you got to tackle them. Got to get them on the ground, make them snap it again, and we had momentum, make them drive it through.
Yep.
But we didn't get him on the ground, and that's the biggest fatal flaw of that play.
Yeah, because KJ's coming.
Right.
KJ Humphreys, I mean, it was a hell of a play. It was a hell of a play, man. And I used to get on Humphreys a lot last year. He's been a lot better this year. It was just a hell of a play by him, but KJ got to get him down. You got to get him on the ground in that play, and they just couldn't do it. And then Georgia, we were able to get the ball back. Make some plays, get back down there. Carson can't throw the pick.
Yeah.
Just can't. You got let them stop you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let them stop you. Don't give it to them. You got to give yourself a chance. He played like ass. He was shook, Andy. And I'm talking about not just him, everybody. Because the damn defense gave up 30 damn points in the first half. Now, the offense kept putting him in bad spots, but the defense did give up 30 damn points in the first half.
And the tackling on that last play for sure is
the tackling
bad.
The whole day was bad.
They didn't tackle anybody all day.
How many,
like, I've never seen a Georgia defense in the Kirby Smart era tackle like that.
Ever. How many times was a free guy there, and he just, like,
whoop, whoop, see ya.
But
now, I understand Milroe's probably pretty hard to tackle. But it was everybody.
It was everybody.
It was everybody.
The tackling stunk, and it was, like I said earlier, I thought Malachi Stark played, he's my favorite dog. I thought he played his worst game as a dog. Mm-hmm. He just was out of position, missing tackles, had Jalen a couple times, and just took the wrong angle. Yeah. Now, Jalen, he makes you do it, and if that boy ain't in New York City after that performance,
he will be.
Because he was freaking outstanding.
That was
from the get-go. This dude was on a freaking mission.
Quintessential Heisman performance.
He was on a freaking mission.
We talked about it last week about him growing into this different type of offense. There was so many throws that he made in that game that maybe he could have made last year. He wasn't really asked to, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he's developed into he was throwing guys open in a way that you had never seen him do before. You know he's got the deep ball, the arm strength. You know he's a phenomenal athlete, and he can make you miss. And 117 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns on the ground.
Yeah, man.
Those intermediate throws were so accurate, man. He was 27-33.
He was good.
It was incredible.
He was sweet. He was spinning that thing, Andy. And it goes back to something I keep saying. It's like, this is the Alabama's still a standard.
Yep.
It is what it is. Yep. I know we're good. We're good. We're one of the best programs in America, but they're the standard because we can't beat them. Now, we beat them the one time we have beaten them on the Kirby was the biggest win of my lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, it was because it was for a national championship.
Yep.
But, like, you can't beat this team. Like, Nick got beat by teams. Don't get me wrong. He never had a problem like Kirby has a problem with Alabama.
Kirby has an Alabama problem.
He has an Alabama problem because they knew everything that Georgia was doing. And it wasn't even, like, you're just sitting there like, damn, they know are they tapped into the headphones?
Yeah, like, do they?
Yeah, but I think, I mean, you were talking about the
air. Steal their signs? You, like, what's happening?
I mean, you were talking off the air. We didn't run the football.
Nope.
And Bobo
there was runs to be had in the first half.
And Bobo took too much damn time to realize we could throw the ball down the field.
Yeah.
Aaron got to catch the ball, though, man.
That's true. It was a great play. It was the second play of the game.
It was there. It was there.
And he was the guy. We talked about all that. Smith hits a big play in big games. And when it went through his hands, it's like, ooh, that's
gone.
That's a big miss. And then you blink, and it was 28.
And you're like, what? And that's why I'm sitting at home like, well, damn.
I know. Like we had a bunch of stuff going on over the weekend with my wife being from the Asheville area and not being able to get in touch with her family. And hey, thanks to everybody, by the way, like just not random. None of you are random, but like people that I've never met that hit me up on Twitter, DMs and all that stuff, just asking about them. That's really, really cool. It's really cool that that you thought to ask. As the week goes on, we're going to try to put together something like fundraiser-wise to try to help out the folks in Haywood County in Western North Carolina. But we're dealing with that. Like, we can't get a hold of her.
Right.
So I was inside trying to help her with the kids, and I come back outside, and I was like, listen, what happened?
Yes.
Like, because I walked away. It was 7-0, and I saw Arian drop the ball, and then I came back. It's 21.
Yeah, like,
what in
like,
the world?
They blitzed.
I was like, all right, we got to rewind here. Oh, I got to see what happened.
They put foots all the way up to the knees up in us.
Yeah,
man. You know what I mean? There's no more to say, man. I mean, but
Georgia took the punt.
Georgia took it. I mean, they got their ass knocked down, standing 8-count like 4 times.
And then they had the lead in the fourth quarter, which I would have never believed that in a million years. When midway through the second quarter, I was like, most teams would have lost that game by 40 points.
Yes.
And it is what it is. You got blitzed, whatever. They were better than us that day. It is. But not them. And I think that speaks to a lot of different things. Talent, for sure. But it also speaks to just that locker room. Like, just to not give up and get back in the locker room down 30-7. I kept saying it. Again, I didn't think it was what happened was going to happen. But I kept saying there's a lot of time left.
Yes.
Like, and for as talented as Georgia is, there's a lot of time left on the clock.
And that's the rub. Because I was talking to 11-year-old boy. He was it. That's probably why I don't get it mad anymore about my team's not performing or whatever. Because I got an 11-year-old boy. And you talking about fired up. He was fired up, man. He was hot that Saturday night. And I just kept laughing at him. And so me laughing at him being so mad, it made the game fine. But I kept saying, dog, the game's not over, man.
A lot of game.
It's a lot of game. And they just kept chipping and kept punching and kept punching. And I kept saying to him, and I said at the end of the game, like, we're going to see this team again. Like, we're going to see them again.
It's funny because midway through the third quarter, I'm sitting there with my mom watching the game on the porch, and I was like, Georgia and Bama might play again. I don't know that I need to see that.
Right.
And then midway through the fourth quarter, I was like, sign me up for that. I would love to see these two teams play again.
We're going to see them.